In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I'd like for you to think for one second about all the things in your life that have an on-off switch, that have a button that you can push and turn something that was just sitting there inanimately into something very useful and helpful. One of the most complicated machines ever invented in the world, you get in every morning and you turn a switch and it takes you where you want to go. It's pretty amazing. You don't have to know a single thing about cars. You just have to know how to turn on the switch and drive safely where you're going. On and off. Switches all over your house that turn on your radio, turn on your television, turn on the microwave, turn on the toaster oven, turn on the stove, whatever it is. All these things at the tip of your finger, the power to turn something on and turn it off. It's really quite remarkable. I think it would be cool if you had an on-off switch on some other things, too. You know? Here's one I'd like. I'd like to turn the on switch. Congregation, sing louder. Right? Sing with more fervor. Let's do that. If you got little kids and they're screaming and they're running around your house, you wouldn't want to turn them off, but it might be nice to have a mute button, right? Just so you don't have to listen to that. Got a disrespectful teenager who's mouthing off to you, you know? Mute button might be helpful, you know? Where's the button that would make my wife really angry? Actually, you probably already know where that one is. You can turn that one on at will. Make us get along better. Make us nicer to each other. Make us more affectionate. Make somebody in your family just walk by and just randomly rub your shoulders. That would be an awesome switch, wouldn't it? Get you through traffic. Get you to school on time. Get you to work on time. What about the God switch? You ever thought about that? Wouldn't it be nice to have a switch that you could turn on and know that you were in direct communion with God? You ever wonder, is the switch even on? Is God even out there? Is God even listening to me? I ask God for all these things that I want in my life, and it just seems to sort of lay there. Interestingly, it's what the Hebrew people were wondering. In our reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah today, this is all in the voice of God. Isaiah is speaking for God, but God asks the question for them. Now remember, Isaiah's three books. The first book was before the exile. Second book is during the exile. It's all in one book, but it's three clearly different writers. And the last one is this one. When they're back in Israel, they're back restoring the temple, they're building it back, and they're worshiping again. And now they're there, they're doing all the things they think they're supposed to do, and nothing's happening. They go, we come, we say our prayers, we offer the sacrifice. And where are you, God? Where's the switch? There's some things we really need, we really want from you. Where's the switch? And God responds to them. Funny you should ask that. I was wondering the same thing about you. Where's the God switch in you? He says to the Hebrew people, you know, you come and you act like you're worshiping one of these pagan gods. You come in here and you think if you hold your mouth right and you say all the right prayers and you jump around just exactly right, sacrifice just the right things, I'm going to stop. So I'm going to start listening to you and I'm going to give you all the things that you want. And what do you want? You want to pile up material possessions. You want to fuss and fight and argue. You want to only defend yourself and keep people from taking stuff that belongs to you. That's all you want to do. You want to know why nothing happens? Because you're faking it. Because what you're doing is not even real. I tell you what fidelity looks like. And you come and you do all the right things for all the wrong reasons. When are you going to turn the God switch on in your own life and start caring about the things I care about, says God? Because I can tell you all these sacrifices you're offering and all this fasting you're doing, you think I need this? It's not for me, it's for you. It's to help turn you into the kind of people that I want you to be, says God to the Hebrew people. Where's the God switch? Interesting question, isn't it? Where's the God switch in you? You know, in the Episcopal Church for years, we thought that the God switch was in one of three places. Now, some of you are old enough to have gone through confirmation class when they taught you this little rhyme or cliche or whatever you would call this thing. It is that we stand to praise, we kneel to pray, and we sit for instruction. Have y'all heard that before? Anybody heard that one? No? It was taught to kids forever, and it's not actually accurate because we mix it all up, but it's kind of helpful. You know, it gets us in our head. We stand to pray. Say that. We stand to pray. We kneel to pray. We sit for instruction. We sit for instruction. And I just got it confused, didn't I? We stand to praise. We kneel to pray. And we sit for instruction. So apparently, the Episcopal Church thinks that the God switch is installed in one of three locations. The soles of your feet, your knees, or your butt. It's in one of those places. They're laughing. I just said that word in the pulpit, and that was bad. Well, you know, maybe it is. Maybe the God switch is installed there in your life. So let's find out, all right? If you're able, stand up. Okay, stand up. Maybe close your eyes, take a deep breath or two. Let's concentrate. We stand to praise. So think about that. It's praise. We praise God. We want to sing. We want to sing loudly. We want to give praise to God for His graciousness and His goodness and His love and His fidelity, because there is no off switch on God's fidelity. God is faithful. Always. So is that what you're thinking about? Are you thinking about, how long do I have to stand here? You're thinking about what you're going to have for lunch. You're thinking about, oh no, I think I left the back door unlocked and somebody might be going in my house and taking my stuff. Okay, so maybe the switch is in your feet. If it is, that's your position. That's when you need to be faithful to God. This is it. Stand up. Maybe it's not. So there's a kneeler on your pew. Let's see if it's in your knees. If you're able, pull the kneeler down and kneel. All right. Same thing. Let's catch our breath. Let's get as comfortable as you can get on a kneeler. We kneel to pray. So what's pouring out of you right now? Is it prayer? Is it, Lord, I pray for my friend who's sick. I pray for my marriage. I pray for my children. I pray for my church. I pray for our country. I pray for the poor. I pray for the hungry, the homeless, the destitute, the lonely. I pray for those who don't know you. Is that where we are? That's the fidelity button. Are you thinking, how long do I have to stay on this kneeler? What's for lunch? Oh no, I think I left the back door unlocked and somebody might be taking my stuff. Can't wait to get back on the phone and argue with that guy some more this afternoon. If it's the first, then this is your spot. The God switch, the fidelity switch is in your knees. But if it's not, maybe we should sit down. All right, so try sitting down. Okay, again, get as comfortable as you can get on a hard wooden pew, right? Take a breath. We sit for instruction. So for the last 25 minutes, you've been listening to the Word of God or someone talk about the Word of God. You're listening to passages out of Isaiah, out of Corinthians, out of the Gospel. You've heard Isaiah beg people to be faithful to God. Heard Jesus say that you are salt. What good is salt if it doesn't taste like salt? You're salt. You're light. Are you thinking about that? Are you thinking about what I need to do in my life to where I look like fidelity? I look like faithfulness to God. taste like salt, where I'm bringing light into the world? Are you thinking, how much longer do I have to sit here? What are we going to have for lunch? I need to argue with somebody this afternoon. Left the back door unlocked. Somebody might be taking my stuff. God desperately wants to know where the fidelity switch is in your life. That's the only thing the prophets ever talked about. I used to say prophets talked about two things. I used to say that prophets talked about faithfulness to God and compassion for the poor. But what's dawned on me in the last couple of weeks is those are the same thing. God only cares about one thing, and it is fidelity. God is faithful, always. There is no off switch on God's fidelity, but there is one on ours. So how are we doing? When will we let God turn on the fidelity switch within us so that we are faithful to God? Where we care about what God cares about, where the prayers that we offer are not fake, where we don't just show up just to show up and then let our minds wander the whole time and then go off into the world and keep right on doing what we were doing before we got here. When will we let God hit the switch where we're faithful to the promises that we make in our lives, faithful to our spouses, faithful to our children, faithful to our communities? That's what God wants of us. Fidelity. You want to know why nothing happens? Maybe because we're wanting the wrong things. Because what God says in Isaiah is that if you will be faithful to me, I will make you some promises. Not any of the promises that the pagan gods will give you, that if you just hold your mouth right, they'll give you all the stuff you want. I will give you promises of what a living God will give you. I will give you a new life. You will spring out of you like a stream. And you will be filled with joy and fidelity and faithfulness in your life. I will give you healing. I'll give you healing so deep that it will transcend any physical ailment you could even dream up. I will give you ultimate healing in your life. I will give you security, he says. I'll give you that real security that no one can take away from you, even if they are coming in your back door right this minute to take what you own. It is real security, security of life and love and eternity. And it is more dependable than any wall or fence or pistol in your pocket can ever protect. Let me turn on the fidelity switch, says God, and you will have unfettered access to me, to God. Open lines of communication all the time with the one whose fidelity never, ever ends. Where's the fidelity switch in you? Is it in your feet? Is it in your knees? Is it where you sit? Is it in the palm of your hand? Where is it? Let God flip the switch. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.